father's not allowed to talk about his son?
I'm a footnote in that story, Dad. The context for your great adventure, which never happened, incidentally. You were selling novelty products in Wichita the day I was born.
Come on, Will. Everyone loves that story.
No, Dad, they don't. I don't love that story. Not anymore. Not after 1,000 times. I know every punchline, Dad. I can tell them as well as you can. For one night in your entire life, the universe did not revolve around Edward Bloom. How can you not understand that?
I'm sorry to embarrass you.
You're embarrassing yourself, Dad. You just don't see it.
After that night, I didn't speak to my father again for 3 years.
I'm William Bloom, United Press International. If I could just...
We communicated indirectly, I guess. In her letters and Christmas cards, my mother would write for both of them. When I'd call, my mom would say Dad was out driving or swimming in the pool. True to form, we never talked about not talking. The truth is, I didn't see anything of myself in my father. And I don't think he saw anything of himself in me. We were like strangers who knew each other very well. In telling the story of my father's life, it's impossible to separate fact from fiction, the man from the myth. The best I can do is to tell it the way he told me. It doesn't always make sense, and most of it never happened.
Thank you.
But that's what kind of story this is.